Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this evening's message is a portion of the gospel lesson where we read at verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. These are the words of our text. When I go to the grocery store and I'm checking out, the cashier usually asks, "Did you find what you were looking for?" And I usually answer, "Yes, I had no trouble finding what I was looking for at all." Even if I've had a great difficult time finding what I was looking for. I figure it's not her problem that the product isn't where it's supposed to be, or that they ran out of it, or they changed where it was located so that I might pick up other things as I'm scurrying around the store to find it. When I go into the hardware store, oftentimes one of the clerks on the floor will come by and ask, "Can I help you find something?" And I usually say, "No, I'm finding it just fine. I know exactly what I'm looking for, and I found it." And being a guy, I will say that even if I haven't found it, and I'm looking all over the store for something, particularly when they've rearranged the entire store. But eventually I will ask, if I'm in a hurry particularly, "Do you have this?" And then usually they'll point me in the right direction. In a sense, our Lord directs to us this evening a question. Have you found what you're looking for? And it can be answered one of two ways. We can say yes to either option. If we are seeking after the things of this world, if that is the sole sum and total of our existence, is to seek after the things of this world, its pleasures, the material possessions that abound in the marketplace, to accumulate wealth and possession for ourselves, to be like that fellow who had to build a new barn because he had so much. If that question is posed to us, "Did you find what you're looking for?" we could very easily answer yes, couldn't we? And I suppose in our own ways, to varying degrees, we're guilty of that, aren't we? Because we live in this world. We're bombarded by things, bombarded by a wealth of material, a wealth of clothing, a wealth of food, a wealth of advertising, whether it be on the television, on the radio, when we open the newspaper or a magazine, or even when we're surfing on the internet and our web browser has pop-ups popping up different types of products to interest us. And it becomes very easy as sinful human beings, with an insatiable desire to satisfy our pleasure principle, to go ahead and indulge ourselves, isn't it? I'm guilty of it. We all are, as I said, to varying degrees. And if we're not in pursuit of those things, perhaps we worry and are anxious over them. I was in the local restaurant, and two fellows were sitting at the counter, and one said to the other, "Well, I predict gas prices will be up around $4 this weekend." And the other fellow laughed as though, "Well, that's a no-brainer, buddy. Tell me something that is news, like I predict that they'll be down around $2. And we worry and we become anxious because everything in our world tends to revolve around or be influenced by petroleum prices, don't they? Because our products are shipped in by vehicles, trucks, even trains and planes that rely on petroleum fuel. Petroleum fuel is needed to produce and to manufacture some of those products. And there's always the unscrupulous business person who will simply use it as an excuse to raise the price, even if it isn't connected to petroleum. Now we're in the summer months, and perhaps we don't have to worry about heating our home, but how about cooling them? And electric plants use petroleum products to some degree to produce energy. Now we can be worried, we can be fretful, and we can be anxious. We look around our community and we see industry that is closing or moving or stagnant, and we become anxious and concerned about those things because they all trickle down and affect us in one way or another, don't they? And we can become anxious. And if we're looking for something to be anxious about, chances are we can very readily find it. Did you find what you were looking for? There was a lady I knew. She's gone to be with the Lord now, but she was a constant worrier. It wasn't my mother. She was a constant worrier too, and she's gone to be with the Lord, but this particular lady worried about more than my mother worried about. And she said to me, quite frankly, Pastor, I don't think I could be happy if I didn't have something to worry about. I said, how can you be happy if all you're doing is being worried and anxious about things that you really have no control over? She said, trust me, I can't be happy unless I have something to worry about, whether it's for myself or somebody else. I said, you really need help. She said, I know. I know I need to go to the Lord and just leave it at His feet, but I want to take it back. And to varying degrees, we're probably like that woman. Maybe don't worry as much about so many things, but maybe we lay them before the Lord and we want to take them back. But then, we're also God's people, aren't we? And as God's people, we're called to seek the Lord's kingdom. In fact, your Lord says, seek first my kingdom and its righteousness. And all of these other things, they will come. They will be added to you. But first, seek my kingdom. That means not being consumed by the world around us or allowing it to consume us, but rather allowing God to consume us and to be consumed in God and in His kingdom, and praying that it not only comes to us individually, personally, or that it comes to us corporately as a body of Christ that gathers here, but that His kingdom would come to all people, to one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, to other congregations that gather, and even to those that do not yet know Him. To pray for His kingdom to come, to seek after it, to seek Him. And if He asks us, have you found what you're looking for, and we're seeking after Christ, and we found Him, we can answer yes to that question, can't we? Now, of those three things, which would be the better? Obviously, to seek after the Lord and His kingdom and His righteousness, and to find Him, wouldn't it? And we all, to our varying degrees, have done that, haven't we? By God's grace. Through His Word, through His Holy Spirit, through the remembrance of our baptism, through the strengthening we receive from His Word, from participation at His table, we seek Him. Even when we're anxious over those things that concern us, we seek Him in prayer. And we find what we're looking for, don't we? We find what really and truly satisfies. Because if we're looking at the things of this world, and we understand that the things of this world are temporary, and they will disappoint us, and we are disappointed, and we will be disappointed, we found what we've been looking for, haven't we? But if we look after the things that are beyond this world, the things that are eternal, the things that moth cannot destroy, fire can't destroy, the things that can't be stolen, the things that are eternal, and we know those things more than surpass our need, more than meet our expectation and beyond, when we find those things, we won't be left disappointed. The challenge is for you and for me to allow God's Spirit to work in ourselves, to lead us ever closer and closer to our Lord Jesus, to allow that kingdom to come amongst us. Suppose every week after the service, instead of my greeting you good evening or good morning, how about if I asked, did you find what you were looking for? How would you answer? I hope you find what you're looking for. I hope the Lord makes Himself known in His Word amongst us. I pray that the Lord would make Himself known in the Word that I speak to you. And I pray that He makes Himself known in the life that you live by His power at work within you to supply more than you could ever ask for or imagine at no cost. Free gift. Well, there was a cost. Cost our Lord Jesus His life on the cross. But for you and for I, it is a free gift. Did you find what you're looking for? What if we walked around the grocery store or the hardware store and we went up to people randomly and said, did you find what you're looking for? Maybe if we had a track that pointed them to Jesus and His kingdom, maybe they'd find what they're really looking for, what will really and truly satisfy them.